Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, it is Dom time. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. We'll get to that a little bit later. Live and local, though, here on the big day before. And there is no rest. There are a lot of things developing, including President Trump laying down the gauntlet with Mexico. And I see these fake Americans siding with Mexico, saying the presidente of Mexico is right. They don't make all these arms. We do. They wouldn't have these narco-terrorists unless we all wanted fentanyl. Hey, I thought on the left you were supposed to have sympathy for addicts. Or even for people that are not addicts, but mistakenly overdose on fentanyl. I thought that was something that was required, but apparently not. Got a great side question today. A couple guests coming up a little bit later on. But I wanted to lead with, as I said, this whole deal around Mexico. We have a Kamala Harris hostage video, it looks like. But President Trump is still appointing people. You know, he still hasn't appointed anyone to the FBI. So he appointed Dr. J, not Julius, but a guy with a longer name. He's been on the show before at Stanford to be the head of the National Health Institute. Now, this was one of the big areas for Dr. Fauci. And Dr. J, along with Dr. Marty McCarry, our guy, and several others, are going to be ensconced at the highest levels of health. Put aside RFK Jr. for a moment. What do these men have in common? Well, what they have in common is that they were all very skeptical of what happened during COVID. Not so much the vaccine, maybe some of the claims about the vaccine, but the mask wearing and particularly the shutting down of businesses and, oh, I don't know, schools. So you would think this would be a blaring headline. I have like 7 or 8 printed pages. There are 64 of it from the Philadelphia Inquirer. At least they printed it. There's a test given called the PSAAs across the state. Now, I know some people are conservative, don't like standardized tests. You know what? Get over it. If we don't have standardized tests, how are we going to see exactly what's going on in schools? Because they'll cover it up, and particularly post-COVID. These scores are beyond abysmal. And what they show is we have not rebounded. Even the Inquirer admits this. Overall English scores have not improved, and even in math, scores remain below 2019 levels, right when we got into COVID. So the scores should be appalling. I just picked a couple to give you an idea. In 2019, Cheltenham, I don't think the high school is that good now, but some of the feeder schools are okay. Cheltenham, in 2019, 73.6% of students were proficient, which is a bare standard in English. In 2022, it was only 39.2%. Think about that drop. In 2023, the latest test that we have, it's 39%. So it still went down another 0.2. Cheltenham, the Cheltenham Elementary School, is down 34.6 from 2019. And even then, it was only 73.6 that were proficient. Now, at 64 pages, I'm kind of thumbing through it to find ones you might like to make the point here. I haven't gone through all the Philadelphia schools. Here's one, Spring City Elementary School. We have some people that call in from Spring City. In 2019, 82.1% were proficient. In 2022, 49.1%. In 2023, 46.2%. They've dropped 35.9 points. So what's happened here? Well, two things that are revolting has happened here. These teachers' unions and the government at the time, Biden, Harris, Wolf, if you're in Pennsylvania, they kept the schools shut. We know that. Way beyond how long they should have been. And they're not that urgent about making up the deficits that happened. Look, America's public schools, many of them already sucked. Let's face it. That's my full report on reading, writing, and reason. They sucked. Particularly a place like Philadelphia. Face it. It's bad. And what's happened? They've gotten worse. And there's no urgency to move forward with it. So what I'm suggesting is, based upon everything that Trump has done, the appointments, it's not just about RFK Jr., et cetera. It's also about a number of people, Dr. J from Stanford, Dr. Marty McCary. There are others. It is about a day of reckoning on COVID. Not that Trump necessarily intended it. He may have them there for a lot of reasons. Finally, we're starting to see people in position that were on the right side of it that said any number of things that were off kilter. But particularly one of the biggest, keeping kids out of school, fooling ourselves that they would be able to make this up. Let me see if I can pull off. Oh, Great Valley School District, which is reputed to be this big time on the main line. In 2019, they were doing pretty well. Charleston Elementary School, 88.6% of students were proficient. In 2022, 77.7%. In 2023, 72.6%. So even a school district that pumps enormous amounts of money in and all the rest of it, they are down 16 points on bare proficiency scores. This is something that, again, is part of what makes up progressives, the damage that they've done, the damage that they will continue to do. All right, speaking of progressives, here is Kamala Harris. Now, again, I'm going to play, this is cut six. I'm going to play, it's about 46 seconds. But seeing this, I wouldn't say she looked quite disheveled, but she didn't look great. And she looked like, I'm not sure what time wine time was, in trying to make a comeback here. When you see this, it does not look focused. It seems to be all over the place, even more than usual. And yet she's the leader among Democrats in the polling for 2028. Let's hope that she continues to want to run. Here's what Kamala Harris said to her supporters.
In the time it was personal for you, and you gave all that you could to support our campaign, because of your efforts, get this, we raised an historic $1.4 billion, almost $1.5 billion from grassroots supporters alone, the most in presidential campaign history. Nearly 8 million donors contributed an average donation of about $56 to fuel our people-powered campaign. And understand that the work that we did included the work that so many of you here did, which is to talk to first-time voters. Many of you are first-time voters. And to talk about
Yeah, it just cuts off that.
Oh, okay. All right, so Kamala Harris here. Again, proud that they have $1.4, $1.5 billion, even more than we thought, and they spent it all. Oh, my God. In a short period of time. It is remarkable. I don't think you should be touting that when we see what you spent it on. So is she viable to be their nominee in 2028? I'd say a resounding no, but I guess anything is possible. All right, let me give you the phone lines here, 855-839-1210. So Trudeau is going to talk with Trump, the presidente of Mexico, who really is a protesting far-left ideologue, is now saying the caravan will never reach the border, saying she may retaliate with tariffs. But here's the big thing these fake Americans are engaged in, all over Twitter, Facebook, whatever it might be. They're in agreement with her. Hey, they don't make these weapons that these narco gangs have. Hey, they're not the ones using fentanyl. If we weren't doing that, they wouldn't have this. Can you imagine? Now, I don't know how much this is going to work on this presidente. I'm in the camp that says when Trump gets in there after a period of time, we're still having this nonsense with fentanyl, et cetera, then you have to bomb the cartel drug labs. Yeah. What are they going to do about it? It's the right thing to do. The American people would support that in a heartbeat. We're tired of dealing with this. Now, as far as addicts and their own frailties and all that stuff, okay. But are we saying we're going to sit here and see China and Mexico continue to engage in something that not only kills people that intentionally ingest it, but a lot of others that can be harmed just because it happens to be there and they're unaware of whatever the situation is that fentanyl's involved? Okay, 855-839-1210. Now, we think we got a great side question today, too. I've noticed this for about 20 years, that today is a big drinking day, tonight. People coming back from school, I guess it started, but all kinds of people kind of coming together, going out to have a drink. So the Wednesday before Thanksgiving is often associated. Hallmark hasn't done a show on this yet. They wouldn't dare, but that's what it's about. We're looking for some kind of, I wouldn't call it a holiday, but some kind of day of recognition. Maybe it's holiday-like. Maybe there's drinking involved. It could be real or it could be fictitious. Not July 4th, in other words. Not Memorial Day. We're looking things that are not on any official calendar per se. For example, opening day baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Opening day is a great one. A lot of people, a lot of smart teams play a game in the afternoon. Cincinnati historically is the earliest. It's a rite of spring. Spring is here. Open, even if it's freezing, opening day baseball. Also take off Festivus, even though it's, I don't know how many people ever really celebrated Festivus, but you might know a regional holiday, for example, that I don't know. You may have lived someplace else. You may have moved here. Who knows? You can hit us one of those. Henry, what do you have
today? The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to do Festivus
okay,
as one of
sorry.
Them.
Sorry.
Another one I'm going to do is a little bit more localized, see if we can get something like that going here on the side question. My alma mater, Bloomsburg University, every weekend of 420, which is another unofficial observance that we can agree as a thing. They throw block party, which is a celebration of just another successful school year, whether you failed out or not. So that's a signification that, spring's here, weather's back, warm weather's back, we can go outside, we can drink, we can party, have a good time. And I think that's a good one. So I'm going to go with that.
420 then.
It's on 420 weekend, but
okay.
Yeah, that's a different observance. We'll leave that to maybe a caller.
That's why they're doing it, right? Okay.
It all plays in together. But yeah, block party. That's my answer.
And the phone lines are 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Get in. Don't wait till the very last second. And are we seeing a reckoning on COVID? Coming up, billboards. I don't remember a billboard ever doing this. Names the second greatest pop star. Yesterday they did this. They count it down from 25. I'll give them to you. It's not a great list, boy. This is a bad era. But anyhow, the second greatest, and they say, that's Taylor Swift. Ah, yes, I love it, as soon as I saw that. So who do you think, because we don't know yet, they haven't named it, who is the number one pop star of the last 25 years? They say Taylor Swift is only number two. Oh, man.
I think I have an idea. I have to see the rest of this list, but I think I have an idea.
Katy Perry's 25. It's not a It's not a distinguished list in my view, and it's all kinds of genres and everything else. I'll give them to you coming up, but she's only number two. Yes. All right, maybe you shouldn't be endorsing. 855-839-1210. Jump in now. And this is already what Trump put on Truth Social has already sprung a lot of good stuff going back and forth with Mexico. But the Mexican president saying and getting support here. And it's not just because of Trump. These are anti-American people in America saying, well, they don't make the guns, the narco-terrorists. Now, if you're a listener to the show, you know that a few years back, I went into Juarez. And I had an interview with the mayor there with school desks all around us, no windows, sandbags for the blast, he said. Yeah, this is what we're engaged in. And it's frightening driving in with his guy. I asked him, why are those three Jeeps with machine guns on the back all sticking together? Why don't they spread out and give more coverage to people? And he said, not safe. They have to stick together. Wait a minute. If guys driving with machine guns on Jeeps, the three of them have to stick together, what chance do I have? So that's my experience from afar with the narco terrorist. But here Trump telling him, no, we're going to cut down on fentanyl and we're going to do it quickly. So is Mexican president right to say, well, you wouldn't have that problem except for people in your country. Why are you blaming us? We're blaming you because just like Russia is a gas station pretending to be a country, Mexico is a drug ring pretending to be a country. I mean, it's completely out of control. And we're telling them, no, you're going to have to stop this. You're the government of Mexico. They're afraid. They're afraid to go after it. Okay, well, then we are. We're going to punish you until you do something and or that we have to do something. But it's not going to continue. And this is exactly what the American people want. But not every American. They want to blame the fentanyl addict. They want to blame the fact that we have the Second Amendment. That's why they have guns and are firing them around the clock in Mexico. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210. Now, with these celebrations, they're not exactly holidays. Think a little bit outside the box. Don't go with one that is kind of a really quasi-holiday. Take the lead from what Henry and I gave you.
Nothing that has like a parade or something like that.
That's a little bit different. Right. We're looking that maybe a segment really celebrates it. Maybe it's not universal. That kind of thing. Like opening day. Like Festivus. And it can be fictional.
Something niche.
Yeah. And that's here we go. All right. 855-839-1210. Let's talk. Captain Chucky is here. Captain Chucky's is for Thanksgiving. It is the place to be. So whether you're hosting your own or going to gatherings, remember how much you can stock up at Captain Chucky's. Now, we all know Captain Chucky's is known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught golf shrimp, and soups. Now, Captain Chucky's, too, is teaming up with some well-known family businesses to offer some other great products. Captain Chucky's and Marciano's Bakery of Philadelphia have now launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. And I was just told before I came on today that the Marciano's store over in Manayunk today and Friday will be offering the Bang Bang Jumbo Lump Crab Cake. I mean, think about the synergy of how this is happening. The Captain Chucky's have the bread. They're now taking in the Bang Bang Crab Cake, which is just a great, the consumer benefits here. So right now, too, Captain Chucky's has their Taste of Philly section in most stores. They carry the following family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cakes, Marciano Specialty Breads, Pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino, and also Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chucky's own line of pasta, including three different raviolis, their own lobster, banging crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli, and their own jarred blush sauce. Check out their website and local Captain Chucky's for availability. And again, the Dom Roll. For the holidays, you have to have the Dom Roll. Now, there's a location near you. They have tons of locations. For all this good stuff, just go to the nearest Captain Chucky's, and you find that at WeLoveCrabCakes.com. WeLoveCrabCakes.com. If you're headed to the shore, Captain Chucky's is there, too. Visit CaptainChucky'sAtTheShore.com.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Insults that are used towards bald people, some of which I've never heard and some I absolutely love, including coconut bounce, eggshell, cue ball, light bulb, and slaphead. I love slaphead.
Yeah.
Slaphead is a totally underrated word in this country.
That's what I'm going to start calling the show.
Slaphead and Company.
Or Caillou.
Cue ball and co. That's what we should call this show.
Oh, yeah.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Hi, Dawn Stensland here. You've heard me talk about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding, how much I love my new patio doors. You know by now, if I needed windows, doors, or siding, I would only trust the Chapman family team. They are now running a holiday promotion from now through December 31st. Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding is offering 20% off James Hardy siding and any doors or windows purchased as part of this project. So James Hardy fiber cement siding will not burn. They're engineered to protect against damage from fire, water, extreme weather, pests, and time. Take advantage of this fantastic promotion before it's too late. Whether you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, or hardware, give Chapman Windows a call. Call or text 610-431-8898, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Times are tough. Sometimes a paycheck just doesn't cut it. Today, more people than ever need our help. I'm Ernie Russell, board president of the Catholic Charities Appeal of the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. Through the annual appeal, nearly 1 million people in our community receive help through shelters, soup kitchens, schools for special education, and so much more. Please donate today. Your gift matters.
Please donate at CatholicCharitiesAppeal.org. That's CatholicCharitiesAppeal.org.
Don't miss the Education Show with Dom Giordano every Sunday morning at 5:30. Find out how you can help your child or grandchild succeed. Sponsored by New Hope Academy. At PGW, safety is essential to delivering clean, reliable natural gas to Philadelphia homes and businesses. If you smell gas, call PGW at 215-235-1212.
There's a chill in the air and the big red bows are on the cars. Make this holiday season a December to remember with a great deal on your new Lexus from Lexus of Cherry Hill. The 2025 Lexus are arriving daily, over 300 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from. Lexus of Cherry Hill, now a 7-time J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence winner for the customer sales experience. Visit LexusOfCherryHill.com. Lexus of Cherry Hill, family owned and operated.
Looking for the confidence to walk away from the 9-to-5? Find out how with Joe Yakovich on The Heart of Your Money, Sundays at 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
My dad, Len, always says, the minute you get in a car, everyone, front and back, should buckle up.
And my son Jordan always says, the minute you get in a car accident, first seek medical attention and then call us. This is Len Lundy.
And I'm Jordan Lundy of Lundy Law. My dad and I hope you never meet us because of an accident. But if you do, we're here for you.
Remember our name, Lundy Law, your injury lawyer.
Call 1-800-LUNDY-LAW or visit LundyLaw.com.
It's Dom time. Dom Giordano. Weekdays, noon till 3 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
All right, it is Dom time. One little correction from the Captain Chucky's. I mentioned that Marciano's over in Manayunk, that store in Manayunk, will be featuring Captain Chucky's Bang Bang Marciano's cheese specialty bread Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at their store just in time for the Eagles game, okay? Their cheese specialty, their Bang Bang Marciano's cheese specialty bread will be on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's a really nice addition to everything that Captain Chuckie's has gone on and Marciano's. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. So we got the showdown with Mexico already. Trump not even in office. The Mexican president firing back, blaming us. Okay, that's what they're going to do. And then being told, any number of Americans, you see it all over Twitter. You see it all over all kinds of postings. She's right. They wouldn't have all this armament if we didn't make it. And by the way, they wouldn't be having all these fentanyl problems. We're the ones that are consuming it. Remember when Mexico showed K&A, or at least along Kensington Avenue, and the walking zombies? And it was a PSA saying it to Mexicans, hey, you don't want to be like these people. Use drugs, you're going to look like them. It's that type of attitude. Now, what's going to happen, this threat of tariffing and all that is going to start up. And with the Chinese, it's also about fentanyl. It's about stop trying to poison America. You know, we can't attack you militarily at this point. It's not getting to that. But what we're going to do is we're going to attack you economically. So that means you have to engage in going after drug dealers. Stop shipping fentanyl to Mexico. And the cartels, ultimately, you're going to have to take them on. So Trudeau has said, yeah, he'd love to talk with Trump now because of the pushback against Canada. So this is already working. And there are people that believe, well, here is Kevin O'Leary, cut nine. I don't know if he went off half-cocked on this or not, but Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, here's how he said the tariffs could hurt China, cut nine.
This is time to really put
the stress. So is 35% tariff enough for China then? Because he says it's going to be 10% higher than Mexico and Canada.
No, it's not enough.
Okay.
What you have to do is target parts of their economy where there's a lot of workers. Just for an example, let's say yoga mats. Let's say we import 1 million yoga mats a month. All the yoga mat factories, 400% tariffs on yoga mats. They all get unemployed. They go to the streets. They scream at Supreme Leader, I'm starving, riots. That's when he wakes up and says, wow,
that.
I can't just stay by Supreme Leader.
Can I just ask?
All right, so this debate over tariffs is going to continue. It's all in the leverage of it. It's all in calibrating it. It's all about zigging and zagging with it. That's the way it's going to work. I don't see massive tariffs on everything and all that happening. And if things go wrong, this could inflate prices. I don't see that, though. I think it's going to be much more calibrated. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You got the side question going on. This is going to be a major deal. Also, a lot of stories today about bomb threats, death threats, and swatting of most of the, if not all, the Trump nominees. You know, and some of them at the lower levels, I'm sure there's quite a price to pay to have to go through this in order to deal with this. I saw Dr. Marty McCarry on some panel, though, and he essentially said he disagreed with all the major decisions made during COVID. You know, that's what this is about with him and Fauci and also with Dr. J. And I read you those. It's just one state, Pennsylvania. These numbers are appalling. Are Americans aware of this? Are they aware that not only how far this sunk because of being out of school, but how it continues? We haven't broken out of this. This isn't the Manhattan Project. It's not let's put a man on the moon. We can't get kids. I have to go through the 64 pages. It's on the Inquirer today. But I bet there's some Philadelphia public schools where I would say probably almost no one, maybe even no one, not one, is proficient at this point. Yeah, so what? We continue on. Who cares? We're just going to go forward. But out there at Great Valley, you heard those statistics. I didn't look at Lower Merion, some of the better school districts on paper, but they're all still wrapped up in this. What the heck is going on? Well, once you fool around, as we did in this situation, you cause a lot of damage. Have the big teachers union to put, oh, they're going down Broadway with this. They would do it again in a heartbeat. They showed their power. That's exactly what you don't mess with us. We'll damage your kid. And here comes Trump and Linda McMahon riding in the Department of Education. I want to see more mandates toward forcing them to try to bring kids back up to speed. Not sure if they're going to get to that or not, but these numbers give you an idea of what you know in your heart of hearts. Can you say, so what? Who cares if America's dumb? We're still America. You can be dumb. How long are you going to do that for? How long does that last before the empire goes downhill? All right, let's go to Chris in South Philly. He's in on the side question on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, good afternoon.
Hey, how you doing, Dom?
Good, Chris.
Got a good one for you. It's okay. Star Wars Day.
All right, when is that? Yeah, go ahead.
May the 4th.
Okay.
So, a.k.a. May the 4th be with you.
Very good. Now, do you think those significant numbers of people recognize it, do something? Do they see films? What do they do?
There's a lot of stuff that goes on. Disney's actually been recognizing it. They have like a whole thing they do in the parks and whatnot, Galaxy's Edge. There are film marathons. I've been on a couple of bar crawls. Like everyone gets dressed up, cosplay, lightsabers.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's fitting the criteria. All right, Chris, we got you. See, it's all in the call. Tell us what goes on that day. This next one is really outside the box. And sadly, it may no longer be a something because this is something that schools on paper are getting rid of. They can't raise proficiency, right, after the damage that's been done, but they can get rid of this. Let's go to Ken in the Northeast. Hey, Ken, good afternoon. What's yours today?
Hi, Dom. Good afternoon. It's been a while. Hope you guys all been well. When I first heard the question, first thing I thought of was back when I was a kid, and the one time we got almost 3 feet of snow. Everybody was off work. Everybody was off school. Everybody's throwing snowballs and having a good time, and it's a great day.
It is. Now, you know that schools, though, are demanding you be on Zoom during this.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's so wild.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Now, it's fit
That's
and start.
Right.
Yeah, no, but it is a great answer, Ken. Thank you. It's we don't know. Next time we have a significant snowstorm, we'll see how many of them actually demand that and what do they do about it. They've learned they can use Zoom. They think, hey, it's a disaster. You didn't use Zoom. Look at the test scores. Look at everything else.
No, I finished my college career on Zoom. It stinks.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Exactly. It is awful. All right, coming up. We talked yesterday about the governor's race, the primary for Republicans. We mentioned Spadia. We mentioned Jack Cittarelli. And we also mentioned Ed Durr. Ed Durr is next, the former state senator over in South Jersey. He's a candidate, too. Just want to get his sense. We're already planting the flag here that this is going to be a big deal as we move forward. And if the right person is chosen, I think they have a really good shot at being the governor. And that will send another signal to people. And maybe across Jersey, you will start to see a pullback of the complete radicalism that we've seen. Not overnight. This is a long process. Maybe Jersey might be livable again. Oh, my God. That would be a miracle. All right, but he's next. We'll continue. Yeah, the unexpected snow day is a good one. We'll take your calls, too, at 855-839-1210. Hey, this Thanksgiving, we're serving up epic football moments with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers, you can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if you win. This FanDuel app serves all the ingredients you need to place live bets, same game parlays, and so much more. Plus, when you win, you get paid instantly. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom, D-O-M, to join today. Get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win that first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/Dom. Make this Thanksgiving extra special with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania, first online real money wager only, $5 first deposit required, bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 games after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Just reading a piece by the Associated Press posted by Ms. Walakovich, who headed up Trump Force 47 in Pennsylvania. And our buddy Linda Kearns posted it saying, is Pennsylvania now like Ohio, where it's a rare that you would call it a swing state, that it's conservative leaning, not a swing state? This is the first time since 1880 that Democrats lost Pennsylvania's electoral votes and ascended incumbent in the same year, back to 1880. Wow. All right, so this is startling, but they lost here. And in the same election, we saw the inroads in Jersey. So now this Republican primary, you know, this is a chance not only to win and govern for the next 4, if not 8 years with a Republican in that Trump-flocket. I've been there once broadcasting from there. It's quite a deal. But it's also a chance to turn New Jersey away from its status as one of the top three crazy progressive places in the world. Oh, I don't know, make it livable again. A real chance. That's why the Republican primary should be and will be fierce. One of the contestants is Ed Durr, who made national news, of course, when he was elected to the state Senate. He joins us. He's a candidate this time around on Talk Radio 1210. Ed, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining us.
Happy Thanksgiving, Dom, and thank you for having me.
All right, so tell me the ideal campaign or candidate, Ed, what you think they have to take advantage of an opportunity that doesn't come along this often.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm biased, Dom. I think I'm the ideal candidate in the fact that I understand the plight of New Jerseyans. I've lived here all my life. I understand what it is to live paycheck to paycheck. And as it is a common theme in New Jersey, it is affordability. The state is unaffordable for most residents living here. Whether you are an older couple or a new couple starting off, you would have to be well off in a job position to afford to live here. Otherwise, you're looking to leave as soon as possible if you have the means.
All right. So, Ed, how about this issue, too? That's the broader issue. You qualify under that. And that issue seems to be, on the one hand, you have Trump, and the numbers are extraordinary, what happened this time. But you have the cautionary tale, hey, to win in Jersey in a general election, there's only one Trump. Anybody that tries to run like Trump did or anywhere near it is going to fail in Jersey. What do you say?
Well, I agree. There is only one Trump. I am nowhere near Donald Trump. I think I exemplify much of his policy. I love Donald Trump's policies, but I have my own, you know, unique flavor. I'm certainly not a billionaire, so I think that I can relate to the everyday man and woman on the street and living. You know, Donald does a very good job of, you know, connecting with the everyday person, even though he's always been a rich man, but he does a very good job. But I actually come from that, and I still live that all my life. So, no, I am not going to try to be Donald Trump reincarnated. I'm Edward Durr, and I'm the guy who's just going to work as hard as I can to make New Jersey affordable for every man and woman who lives here, because like me, I'm sure they want to stay close to their family. I have all five of my grandchildren, all three of my kids who live here in New Jersey, and I'd like to stay here. I mean, as a truck driver, I can go anywhere, Dom, and I can make a living fine in another state, but I would be away from my family, and I don't want that.
And what would you say with track record? Now, one, Spadia has been a talk show host. The other, Jack Cittarelli, has gotten the nomination at least, has lost. You lost in a state Senate race, but you did win the first one, making national news. Why is that something, what does that tell us to look at here among these three candidates?
Well, I mean, I've heard from, you know, that Bill has made comments that I'm not a credible candidate. I would ask what makes him a credible candidate. He's never won an election. At least I've won an election, as you pointed out. You know, and I like Jack. I consider him a friend, but I feel he had his best opportunity in 21. And I think his reluctance to embrace Donald Trump in 21 cost him the election. It was proven that many Trump voters stayed home and did not vote for him. And I don't know if just because he came out with an endorsement this year, that's going to still sway him in his favor. Where I think I appeal to both sides of the party. I'm not, you know, considered a never Trumper, and I'm not a cultist. You know, I think I appeal to everybody on both sides. If you ask, voters on both of those camps would vote for me. So I think that's why I think I'm the best suited candidate.
And in addition to affordability, of course, that's the thing nationally we know. In Jersey, even more so. What's the other issue? What else would you run on?
Well, the major issues in New Jersey is parental rights. I think it is ridiculous that we have an attorney general going after mom and dad who will want only the best education for the children and want to be able to decide what is appropriate for their kids to be taught and read, you know, and learn. And to go after the mom and dads is ridiculous. And so I would fight for the parental rights and keep that in place, that, you know, education has to be foremost. And, you know, Jersey goes and talks about we are the best in education, but the numbers don't prove it, Dom. You know, the kids cannot read and write, and we're spending millions and millions of dollars, and we're not having the proof in the pudding.
How about abortion? Abortion? This is what Democrats are going to go to again, whether it's flawed or not. They always will, and particularly they're in danger in Jersey. A really good well-funded Republican candidate's going to have an unbelievable chance of winning. What do you say on abortion?
Well, look, in New Jersey, they've already passed the law that codified abortion all the way up to the ninth month. Now, I don't agree with that, and I think that we could scale that back. I think most New Jerseyans, if you ask them, they're fine with 6 months. I'm pro-life, and I'm never going to deter from that, but that's not my issue. My issue is making sure that people can afford to live here. Now, if I can stop, you know, help convince somebody not to have an abortion, sure. I would probably go that way, but it's not me to mandate morality over somebody's choice of abortion or not abortion. And I don't think it's the government's place, but I do think going into the seventh, eighth, and ninth month is ridiculous, especially since you technically have to deliver the baby anyway, so why not seek other options as to adoption or what have you? So I think that we could look to scale back the abortion, but it's already in the law, so I don't know how they're going to use it.
Well, we both, you know, you've been through it up close. They always will. They always will. Ed.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
So, Ed, what's your website, or where do people find you to start your campaign and to volunteer to help in some way?
If they go to edthetrucker.com, they can find all my prompts, all my social media outlets. I'm on everything pretty much. And if they want to contact me directly, my email is edward_dare@yahoo. I answer all my emails personally. It's not some staffer doing it. I answer to everybody, and I make myself available, and I come out and meet anybody. You know, Dom, I just want to point out, you know, I'm not a rich man, so one of the things I am offering, you know, is a book that I wrote based on my election that we're using to raise money for the campaign. So you're not just donating to my campaign, you'll get a book to read too, and you'll get to know more about me and all the backstory of the whole election
went on. Ed, to be continued. We'll certainly have you back. I'm very glad to get you on even before Thanksgiving. Have a great one, Ed. Thank you.
Thank you very much, John. You have a happy Thanksgiving. And Henry, you too. Take care.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. That's in the Dan roll there. All right. So Ed Durr, member of the Sturbedeck campaign. This is going to be an exciting Republican primary. Okay. And we'll see after Thanksgiving and everything else, the other major candidates here on the Republican side. Democrats, you heard yesterday from Matt Rooney, the president of the NJEA. Oh, my God. You talk about throwing down the gauntlet. That guy. 8-5, I think, Henry, put him on the list. We'll talk after the show. NJEA has come on before. That would be quite a shootout. You know, I'd have the test scores by then. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us on the side question. Something that's not officially a holiday, whatever. There's no parade per se for it, but there are elements to it that people celebrate. They remember. They have fun with it. There are hundreds of them out there. Some of them real, some of them fictional. Hit us with your favorite, 855-839-1210. It is Dom time. Welcome in and happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Another great wind-up to the year. One of the biggest ever. Thanks to all the listeners, Henry, Dan, Jim, and advertisers, our sponsors, our friends. Through that, people like Jim Worthington the other day. And a year that is stunning. I'm still on Twitter today. Another story with Scott Presler, a big story of what he faced, the taunting, et cetera, in high school, and his revenge to overcome by doing what he's doing. It's going to get more and more remarkable. He's going to be the causal force, if it's a decent Republican candidate, to win New Jersey, which is going to be the big story of the year. And it's going to be an indicator that even that can be broken loose. Trump, you know, the icebreaker getting in there and disrupting it. My hope is, though, and I don't want to put any pressure on him with all this, there's another candidate out there I asked to, Matt Rooney yesterday. Jeff Van Drew. Boy, I'd love to see Van Drew run for the governor's office. I don't know the internal day-to-day politics, why he wouldn't. But it seems to me that he'd be a heck of a candidate. He's obviously the Trump guy, and Trump would go all out. So would we. But in addition to that, Jeff Van Drew doesn't come across as somebody that, you know, you're going to reject because of style or, you know, one of those things in Jersey where we can't get these rhinos and all to get on board. I think he'd be a heck of a candidate. I'm hoping that he does it. Nothing against anybody else, but I would like to see Van Drew in there. And I think that would be, I don't know, name recognition the whole state. I think it's rather high after switching parties, et cetera, and some of the events that have happened, like the Trump event in Wildwood. It would make for quite an exciting spring and summer. Okay, I'm already picturing Mulligan's as the scene of the crime here with all this happening. So be ready for that. Today we're going to talk, by the way, with Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia. Remember, she was on with us way back last week. We got the story first as it was breaking about Jersey overreach going after bird feeders because of bears. And thanks again to Mike Evambler, who was a great Trump bear the other day, concocting that with Dan. I got to say, it was one of the greatest talk radio events I've ever been part of.
I keep getting calls on it. Everyone keeps commenting when they call in. They're like, what an event.
Oh, yeah. And the football throw the first time around, and the spur of them, I couldn't replicate that for quite a bit. Right on the money. It put a dent right in the chest of Jim Worthington. And the next one, Henry, you got to understand, Dan doesn't tell you. There were overhanging things there. There are windows. There's a woman's head. So I kind of threw to the side, and I got a little too low.
Yeah, you pulled a McNabb. You know, you felt the heat, throw out the feet.
And after that, I decided, uh-oh, he's right. I might hit somebody in the head here, throwing footballs off the stage with a guy cheering me on in a gorilla, in a bear outfit. And he's giving me this bird seed and all. I think that was about Dawn Fantasia. She's here because they have won the bird feeder battle. Jersey's relenting on this. And we'll hear from her about it. Was just this classic case of government overreach against rural New Jersey. And she's a player in this upcoming governor's race. I want to take her temperature again, see what she's thinking exactly. I mean, Edge has struck a good tone. Affordability is the issue. How in the world could the Democrats win on that in a governor's race? There's no shot if you can persuasively make that case. Are they going to run against Trump again if you're connected to Trump in Jersey? Are they afraid this close to what happened here, that card won't play? Do they really want Trump to come stomping into New Jersey doing rallies and events? Man, that would be Wildwood again, et cetera. You got 100,000 people out for some of these things. It will be nuts in New Jersey. Definitely winnable. What is the right combination to win, though? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get on board. Here at the station, just give you a little something down the road, you heard. We're watching those first 100 days of Trump and the inauguration. Might be some things that we're going to do around that. Don't know fully yet. But think of what we did at the NAC on a grand scale. And again, that event, seeing some of our regulars on the side question, the Earl of Tacony, Robert of Ben Salem, Dave of Somerset, it was an awful lot of fun in front of that crowd. Let's do something again. All right, big 1 o'clock hour coming up. We'll take your calls here in just a second at 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.